శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. టైం, కాల్ ఆఫ్ టైం. ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్వేస్ అమేజింగ్, సర్ప్రైజింగ్. The murli that is spoken, whether it is sakar murli or it is avyakt murli revised course or avyakt murli itself, the one who is beyond this world, beyond sound, totally detached from this world, knows everything what is happening in this world. There's a praise in bhakti. He walks without legs. He hears without ears. He sees without eyes. He performs unlimited actions without hands. Whose praise is this? Invisible and yet visible at every moment. Incorporeal. We sing the praise of incorporeal. But all what is happening in this corporeal world, he explains, he guides, he helps. Whatever is happening of the state of the world, of what is happening in the minds of people, what is happening in their emotional consciousness, emotional state of mind, what is wish in their heart. He not only just tells, but he gives such a beautiful picture, draws such a wonderful scene that you come to know the whole story, the beginning, middle and the end. We know what is happening at this moment of time, so much upheaval. Upheaval not only in the minds, but upheaval in all powers that are here on this planet. Main powers have been for a long time the power of a religion. Then it had been power of politics. And very much impressing the power of science. And each of these are just like their own authorities, kingdoms, ruling powers. But no one has the power to solve them, to solve the problems, to bring that peace, happiness, comfort, security. And Baba, the merciful one, the benevolent being, and the loving being, the practical comforter of the hearts, then comes and makes us aware what is happening in this world and what you have to do now. Science is very much appreciated because it deals with matter. It explores the elements, makes them useful. People feel so much advanced and feel comfort, whatever the means, sadhana it is called, are given through science. The kingship is removed and politics try their best to rule, but competition, conflict in the parties. And so we see this all kind of upheaval. People are suffering. It has become the world of sorrow. Because all these three powers are the power of the kingdom of Ravana or Maya, which has means ignorance, in other words, vices, weaknesses, defects. And in a, such a beautiful way, with such loving and inspiring way, creating enthusiasm in his children, he expresses and makes us aware. In other words, he is once again putting us, giving us the crown of responsibility, and at the same time making us aware of the ability that you have and the task we have to perform as Brahmins, our duty. In such a loving way he started Murli, that children love Baba very much, so much, very much. And so it was like igniting the love that some children had kept in the heart but were not sure that Baba loves me or not. And he says, no, you love me very much, 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 much. And then I love you as much you love, multi-million times of much, much, much. So how many multi-million times it becomes that he loves? And made us aware what is happening, what this love can do for the self, and what this love can do for the world. World transformation. And who are the one who can really transform? And he made us aware of the power of godly sustenance. But he made us aware, those who have had the power and experience of godly sustenance. And those who are, what I felt it was in Baba's eyes, it was intoxication, creating intoxication and faith in us. That those who have those who are with Baba, with them Baba is there. And so it's the power. And then at the same time, our intoxication, that we are helpers of God. He is with us, and we are with Him to bring transformation in this world. And what transformation is needed? In Sakar Murli, Baba has spoken many times. It is what has caused the problem. And Baba is speaking that what has brought, what is the result of these problems. Impurity and ignorance is root cause of suffering. And then purity and peace and power, godly power, is the solution. So now, on one side we see the power of science, and other side is making us aware. Even the scientists are now wondering what can be done. How can we, we are speaking about the golden morning coming. Devotees are looking at their gurus or their religious heads. Baba says, who will give them answer? Who will give them answer of their confusion, of their uncertainty, insecurity that people are going through? You children. We children. So as much as in faith and intoxication of Baba, that we are His children and what we are, at the same time then it is we have also, who is with us, who is sustaining us, who is teaching us, and who is making us aware. And it is the power of silence. The power of silence. And which level of silence? Which quality of silence is needed? Which state of mind we need to prepare? It is remembrance, we know that we remember Baba at the power of remembrance, yoga power, but this is the remembrance which bring a power in us that we can bring the solution. Time will come. It is already actually making it very clear. It is time now. Now is the time that this power has, that we have to use it. What Baba has given in us, we we need to have our mind and intellect very pure and clean, clean and clear. It's not only clean, but in fact, when it's clean, it's transparent. And then checking whether it is really clean, is it clear, it's constant clean and clear. Because all these means of science and the facilities that we are having, even of communication, will not remain. And only communication that is of the mind, wireless, Baba had spoken about many times, but this time saying, catching power. And also that Baba can touch the intellect. Generally, he say that I don't touch. I mean, I don't inspire prana, I don't do this, the work with touching. But final work will be done with the touching power, and what he is touching, am I able to catch it? Is my intellect so clean, mind is so clean that I can really see this is what Baba wants to see? And so making us aware that there isn't any kind of negative thoughts about any soul, any soul. Any service. Not for any connection, any situations, no problem, no thought, no doubt. How many times we see that it is in form of it's jealousy, or it is form of competition, or it is form of comparison, or even if we tell people to do service and say, oh, this person is, I'm not sure, is able to do service or not. In order to make this clean, I need the power. That it is power of good wishes. It's power of pure feelings. It's power of that godly love that Baba has. I have love for Baba, and then I will be able to express that loving feeling. And not feeling even about anything. So the mind is so still, peaceful, powerful. If intellect is connected with Baba, only then I am able to catch it. Even if it is clean, even if it is clear, nothing is interfering my own sanskaras or the nature of the other person. Whatever sanskaras they have, whatever nature they have, whatever situation of the it is happening, I am totally detached. Only then I am attached with Baba. And so I have to check. Baba says, check again and again. And when delicate time, these kind of things would be more and more upheaval will come. And that time, those tests that are there, in service as well. Success is possible only when it is powerful, it's loveful remembrance. It's the intellect is so connected that if any doubt comes in my mind, immediately the signal that Baba is giving, I'm able to catch. And for that it is the power, not only it this developing this power of the clean mind and clean intellect, it's the spiritual power. And so whom does it touch? Not the intellectual consciousness. But when I am practicing for a long period of time of exercising spiritual power, adhyatmic soul power, so that people also become that other powers are not the powers that can actually bring solution. Ideas can be there, advice will be there, but the power for purification. And so for that, my adhyatmic power, my spiritual power is to reach my goal. So when I am using this power for a long period of time in my own self, and I have exercised it, and this science, as Baba has said, in last week, two Murlis, actually one after another days, Baba spoke about silence is science. Silence is science. So how is silence science? Jnana, otherwise knowledge is knowledge. But silence is science. What does it mean? In soul consciousness, the soul is actually mind, intellect and sanskaras are in harmony. Knowledge is there that I am a soul, but then I am experimenting the quality of peace of the mind, quality of the clarity of the intellect, and quality of my sanskaras of the original eternal qualities of golden age, which is perfect, which is pure. And so how, in order to, it is a religio-political science. It's righteousness. It's the truth is there, knowledge is there. To rule myself, to control myself. Matter, science is controlling matter, exploring matter, and using matter and bringing it into the good quality use of that every potential of matter. And here what potential in the soul is, of purity, of peace, of love, of wisdom, of truth, of benevolence, we can call it our sanskaras. That is actually is bringing some result. And what Baba wants is now, in yesterday's Murli, is bring some solution, bring some result, transformation. This world, that a vision of the golden morning will come. And so you will bring this. And for that it is Brahma Baba. As Baba said, that even Adi Dev, Baba and Mama, they practice it. Yet the vision was very clear. Their goal was very clear. God has given confirmation that this is what you are going to become. And yet, Baba and Mama practiced this. And that was it, is that then, sometime Baba said, when Shiv Baba speaks, I listen first before others. And one time, question was asked, Baba, but Shiv Baba is speaking, and all of us are also listening. Baba says, Yes, you are hearing Baba's Murli. Baba can see. But Baba listens what Baba says. And when you listen something, it means attention is given. It is put into practice. And what is science? Knowledge, exercising, experimenting, experiencing, exploring, and then bringing some result. So, am I listening only as an information, hearing as information? Here, we have information. I am a soul. I am a spiritual being. I am Baba's child. But it is exercising it, understanding it. When you listen, you understand. So then the science it is, it's then in soul consciousness, silence. The soul is listening, Baba. Baba says that I am speaking to the souls. I am speaking to the souls. And soul is metaphysical energy. Just a point of light. Listening in silence. When soul is listening, listening, not only hearing, understanding very clearly the difference between the soul and body, experimenting, experiencing, and then that experience of the quality of peace, we see the contrast, we can immediately feel when we are new, we are able to experience the contrast, the difference, body conscious and soul conscious. Because this contrast is there. And so here Baba is also transformation means contrast of bringing the peacelessness world into peace. And which level of peace is needed? It's not only just peace, but it is transformation. And what is this transformation? Transformation of what? All the things which are of the not a godly level of the golden morning world of perfect have to become perfect. It means our action, our sanskaras should also be transformed. And so Dadiji, Baba mentioned yesterday, Dadiji, that she had always one vision, one concern, intoxication. Karmatit, karmatit, karmatit. So it means actions are also special, filled with the same joy and happiness, inspiring others also. And Baba comes on this world, this is his action that he speaks, and always he speaks. When we hear Baba's Murli, we definitely feel we are in another world. Baba uplifts us immediately, reminds us of our perfection. And gives us experience. And that experience actually becomes remembrance, transformation, gives the power to bring transformation in life. But quality of the power which is spiritual power, political power, a religious power of rituals. Ritual's power creates enthusiasm, but spirituality is different than rituals. Rituals are without spiritual spirit. Temporary enthusiasm is there because somebody else is doing and we are remembering it. We ourselves are not. Others, we are based on the experience of others. We are believing the experience of others. That's why sometimes people call it blind faith. We have faith, but not our own experience. We are not experimenting that. It is just like we are trying to look with the eyes of someone else. And that's why it's called blind faith, because in order to see your face, you need your own eyes. And not only eyes, you need the light in the eyes. And so Baba is giving us the light. And when soul consciousness, this knowledge becomes your light, and we begin to see and experience and experiment, and the result of the transformation, the new world, it becomes the world of purity, peace and prosperity. Baba is making us complete with power. And it is the power of the silence, just Baba says, in order to catch that power, that which brings solution of our own selves first. If I have not solved my own powers, if I have not brought myself in stillness, fullness, complete power of Paramdham. So what is Baba speaking? Do service. Use it in action, so that is science. Then the silence, and then go back and again stay top. And where is the top? Top up. It's Paramdham. It's where it is Nirvana, no wine, no sound at all. No thought. But it is completely pure beyond the elements, beyond sound. That's why it's called Nirvana. But in order to go to Nirvana, again, knowledge is needed, and he says, just then come. In order to make into perfect transformation, full transformation, using that power of silence into action and stay at the top of the confluence edge of the world cycle. Confluence edge is the top. And when I am staying this, and this stage, its top is only just a time top, or it is a top that realization that this is the time where my consciousness becomes very elevated. Top of me, silence, confluence age is the top. But time wise, we are all are on the same earth. Means it is, but in the cycle, this is the highest time, even higher than the golden age. It's top of time. Diamond age, golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, diamond age. And so it just makes us observer. And when we are seeing with highest consciousness, purest consciousness, and with this elevated power of detached, because when we are in soul world, it's top, but it is bodiless stage, where nothing, the matter is not absorbing anything, is not influenced by anything, it is not disturbed by anything, because then this matter consciousness, body consciousness has been dropped down here. Of that kind of silence, means bodiless stage, incorporeal stage. Completely pure stage, free from all kind of burden and bondages, because it's mukti, it's a liberation, brahmalok. It's a pure. So in that peace, purity is filled. In that peace, power is filled. And now because I'm aware and it comes from at the confluence, from the confluence age, when I have knowledge, so we are experimenting and experiencing it. So then we can catch at the time when everywhere is disturbance, everywhere is upheaval and negativity. We catch the signal. So subtle intellect, purity, is a subtle power, satellite. In a second, as the upheavals are rehearsing for a long period of time, and a time will come, it will become real. Just like the five elements, Baba said, will dance together. One by one they are rehearsing and they will dance together, and then that second is the final second. In the same way, our basic qualities of purity, peace, love and happiness, bliss, which is the truth of the soul, a true knowledge. And when they are dancing together in harmony and are working together, that second transformation has to take place. So self-transformation, we have this slogan, through self-transformation is wealth transformation. And so again and again, you are serving yourself, you are serving world. And that is self-service. And also serving the world. But then it's not only just this collective power of my own self, it's the collective power of all together of Brahmins. When we are working together, and in such a beautiful way, how Baba explained that you called me, Baba come, and Baba came. I accepted. In the same way, when you are having service meetings, when you are planning together, when you are making whatever service you want to plan, you accept each other. That acceptance creates unity. That acceptance creates power. And in that same one thought, this hour of united power brings transformation. So it's a unity. This our purity then brings the purity in the elements as well. Because very, very beautiful way what I understood, that Baba said, why are these upheaval, these elements causing so much problem? Why these vices are becoming, this upheaval is here, the sorrow and peacelessness is here? Because, you remember what it was? He said, because the elements, nature, which was perfect sato pradhan, as we were sato pradhan, the elements were also sato pradhan. And nature, it means that in Sakar Murli also Baba said, this prakriti means matter, nature, elements, five elements, they serve you. But they serve with their own, their satopradhan stage, which never causing upheaval. Matter is, earth never, there is never eruption, there is not any kind of heat in the atmosphere. There is no, you are healthy. It is in the form of your body itself is a proof of the element service. Elements are serving you, they don't cause problem. Apart from comfort that we have, we live in palaces, and the diamond, the palaces are studded with diamonds, and we are living in Viman, that science is with a thought, the Viman moves from one place to another place, palaces are big, that is gross service of the five elements. And that is giving comfort on the physical level. But then itself, our own constant individual element, that body, is healthy body, beautiful body, long life, no fear of leaving body, no cry when we taking body, mastery over the body. So we have here, this with this power of spiritual silence, it becomes science, which everything is perfect and comfortable. And so matter which was totally satopradhan has also lost its power. And now you, through this spiritual power, again have to serve matter. I think if you read the Moolya again, you will get this. This is what one line had drawn my attention. That it is, this is, we are not only serving people, we are not only serving souls. Then matter is also crying to be purified. World is not only human beings. They are reacting because we have misused the elements. We have misused the gift that matter served us, and was so satopradhan that these elements, actually organs, because element, this body, is actually the prakriti, its gift of matter. And even now in the Iron Age, organs itself are innocent. Organs don't have that sense of what is anger. Eyes do not have sense what is anger. Ears do not have sense what is gossip. Heart does not have a feeling what is hatred, what is rejection. It's the vices that came through the use of matter, body conscious, because of being trusty, I thought I was body. Instead of I have this body to look after me, and body is looking after me. Body is supporting me, and I am supporting body. Body is supporting. If everybody was not there, I could not express myself, I could not experience anything. And so my own power, which was adhyatmic power, means spiritual power, godly power, so it is Baba is sustaining me, but at the same time training me, is giving me the knowledge and making me as the truth himself, Satguru, is when I yoga power with him as Satguru, is making me truth again, not only truth again, but satopradhan. That means viceless. And that when it is totally viceless, vicelessness comes through the practice of bodilessness. I'm using body less and less in gross consciousness of my. As soon as I say my, the sound comes. My body, my hands, my makes me speak. my relations. Then go into subtle I, makes me introspective. And so we, then this spiritual science, silence, which is science as well, is also become perfect. So then this scientist will also have the answer. Scientists are looking for answer because ego is filled in it. Who will give them reply? Science is also wondering how this, whatever perfection they want to bring in matter, how will it happen that this element, this nature doesn't cause any upheaval? Everything is there, accident proof. Matter is perfect, comfortable. So mind, matter, mind becomes silent, satopradhan, matter becomes silent. And how it is? It's just standing, bringing that power of the soul world and power that God is giving us at the conference age as being with us, present here to transform the world. And he says that I need to transform through you. You are with me to transform this world. And so I thought, great, Baba has intoxication, that these are my children, who is seeing us in golden age stage. See which vision you saw. He says, you are the goddesses of peace. Gods of peace. At that time he did not say it's Brahman. It's the bestower of peace. But this power that Baba is giving, we are not using it or exercising it as it should be. Not even according to the need of our own self. And so here the world is crying, time is crying, and you are asking when the time will come, when the golden age will come. In fact, golden age is calling you. Time is calling you. You are bringing time closer. In fact, time is calling you that I want to be perfect as I was golden morning. Want to be golden again. Golden age is calling you. And then he's calling from a distance. We have to bring him closer by being in that time at the confluence age. And bringing that purity and peace of the soul world. And that perfection, through action is perfection. Perfection does not come from up above. And that is in combined form of a complete gathering, complete together, all together. Perfection, perfect action. And science is what? Action. Not only just theory. The silence becomes science in practical form through the power of spirituality. And so more attention is peace stage, means soul conscious, bodiless stage, avyakt stage, incorporeal stage, and eventually the seed stage. Total silence is still but full in potential. Knowledge full, peace full, love full, bliss full, power full. And that's why he says powerful peace. Shaktishali Shanti. In that peace is powerful, power of all other qualities. And so his vision from the beginning of the Murli is with that bestower of Shanti Deva, Shanti Dev, Shanti Devi. They will transform this world of peacelessness into perfect world of purity, peace and happiness. And that's why practice this at that level of, so that this atmosphere vibrations are created. Nowadays it's also specially attention direction is there, that we need to have constant bhaktis, attention on our own self, and now also 1 hour bhakti to spread that vibrations, as Baba said. This powerful silence vibration should be interesting, is the volcano of peace, and volcano is fire, fire, but it's purifying fire, but it brings coolness, purity. This cool fire is soothing fire, which brings, and just remember the Sakar Baba's word, that sense organs with lust and anger burning, it's fire of vices. And then these same senses become cool with the power of yoga. Your sense organs become cool, peaceful. You become Shitala, the embodiment of coolness, generating the vibrations of coolness. On one side it is the power of knowledge, the power of yoga, but in fact real power of vibrating the energy, just like the rays of the sun, powerful, and rays of the moon, coolness, and the enthusiasm of the ocean. So Baba is seeing that as well in the children, and this is what we need to bring in practical form, so that our sense organs now become cool, mind becomes clean, intellect becomes clear, and that is through constant powerful connection, remembrance, remembering who I am, who do I belong to, and what task Baba is giving us to do, what we have to do, what we have to do now. Baba is helping us, and we are Baba's helping. Om Shanti. Silent power.
Shanti Om.